think street courses are always a lot of fun because you're bringing the party to the people. And, you know, to hear about, you know, the amount of fans that we had at the race that had never seen an Asteroids before. Our diehard fans and, you know, our new fans can really get behind.
Hi, everyone. I'm NASCAR driver Austin Cindric, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line an Xfinity Series champion, a Cup Series Rookie of the Year, Daytona 500 winner, and driver of the number two Team Penske Ford in the NASCAR Cup Series, the one and only Austin Cindric. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. I should say welcome to WGN. Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be back here. Looking forward to, definitely looking forward to coming back next year for the race. And it's been fun. I've been on Chicago Sports Summit this morning and, you know, done some local news and media talking about it. I think the city's excited, and I can tell you the industry's excited to be coming back.
They are excited. Man, we were excited. We were on pins and needles, Austin. I don't know if it was as big of a close-to-the-vest secret mystery as it was for you guys, for us, but we were excited, obviously, covering the racing stuff in and around and wanted you back. And I know for you personally, a fantastic road course driver, right? You know, you started 31st in the race, and you ended up with 6. You wanted Chicago Street Race back.
Absolutely, and I think street courses, you know, are always a lot of fun because you're bringing the party to the people, and you know, to hear about, you know, the amount of fans that we had at the race that had never seen an Asteroids race before. Not that, you know, racing on a street course is necessarily what we do every week, but that's the fun part about our sport. How different the race looks, how different the challenges for the drivers and the teams every week, because we go to different types of tracks every week, and to have, you know, just more variety on the schedule, something completely unique, I think our diehard fans and our new fans can really get behind.
Undeniable the success on the event side. Great racing, right? People thought that. TV side, it was a huge success in the ratings, so you have that. But from an event standpoint, the weather, everything, a little bit of unfinished business, maybe not only for you, right? 6, you can win this race this next year, or maybe for the city, maybe for NASCAR, unfinished business.
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I mean, to have the weather that we did and still be able to get the race off, I think was a huge testament to the team at NASCAR to put the event on and everything. You know, I couldn't believe we got that thing all in. So very, very glad we did. I think everybody that was at the event really got to see some great racing, you know, despite of all of the challenges Mother Nature threw our way. But it's really cool that we're going to have that chance again. And yeah, obviously I want to be the one that wins it at the end.
NASCAR throws a party. We know that. And to have that party actually happen coming up next summer is going to be huge for Chicago. You know that too. Now, think about this. So you're in town for this panel about emerging Chicago sports, right? And I get it, right? Maybe in Chicago, a lot of stick and ball stuff. We've got traditional sports. Maybe NASCAR doesn't get the recognition and respect that it would normally have, but you're there on a panel and you're next to the pickleball champions. Did you have to, like, Austin, now there are a lot of huge pickleball fans out there. I know a lot of people do. Maybe you're playing pickleball, but were you like, when you're sitting next to the pickleball pro pickleball guys, you're like, really?
Well, I think it's still on topic. I mean, it is an emerging sport in Chicago. I wouldn't necessarily. I would say the 75-year history of NASCAR is probably in a bit of a different stage, but nonetheless, you know, pickleball is obviously pretty cool and pretty fun, and it's something that's actually taken over, you know, some of our driver owner lot experiences, you know, just between all the drivers and within the industry, you know, kind of being competitive off the racetrack. But yeah, I would say two different ends of the spectrum, but definitely cool to get some perspective today.
Hats off to the pickleball folks. Wow, getting to do a little bit of stuff. So coming up to the end of the season, that hasn't been the season that you would want, that really showcases Austin Cindric. You know, you're much better than maybe what the stats show, but finishing up here and heading into a championship weekend, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it's look, man, there's nowhere to hide in the Cup Series. It's the absolute best of the best. And, you know, sometimes when things don't go your way, it's, you know, it can be very discouraging. But let me tell you, I feel really great about, you know, where our team's headed, the direction we're in. You know, there's still the 3 races to go out here and win to finish the season. And obviously, I've got a teammate to root for, Ryan Blaney, as they try and go lock themselves in the Championship 4 and try and get Roger and the team another Cup Series championship. So lots to look forward to. I think we're building a lot of good things on the 2 cars. So to your point, yeah, I've I've definitely got my head down and looking forward to getting ready for next year and starting a strong campaign.
The last thing is NASCAR, obviously changing up the schedule, being creative on the locations, a lot of cool stuff happening on a regular basis. We mentioned what a great road course driver you are. You won at Indy to see, and of course, you know, Penske, you're part of that. And of course, Roger owns the track there, and to have it go back to the Oval. Are you thinking, hey, this is great, I can kind of revisit some of the great races I watched as a kid? Or are you thinking, geez, I wish we kept with the road course at Indy?
No, I think it's really cool that we get to go back to the Speedway at Indy. Obviously, there's a lot of history there, a lot of history with the Brickyard, and I think there's no real replacement for the Indy 500. If you ask me, I am kind of a bit of a purist in that sense, but I think it's really cool for our fans, our fan base, to get a race there. It's not just the drivers and the teams and the crews, because I think there is some pride in being able to actually race on the Speedway, going the correct direction over the bricks there. But really, any opportunity to race it at IMS is special. That place has a lot of fun, not just driving for Roger. So very, very cool for us to be able to go for that. I can't say I really have much experience in the driver's seat racing around the Speedway, but I can tell you I've probably watched more races there than most of my competitors. So looking forward to getting to that and kind of diving into what that's going to look like for next season.
The very last thing, you know, part of the panel was to raise awareness about the emerging sports. Obviously, NASCAR is much bigger. You know, you mentioned 75 years of awesome history and all that, and the pickleball guys right there. Austin, last thing, have you ever played pickleball? Have you played it? Have you tried it? So many people are talking about it to me. A lot of pro athletes, a lot of the people I interview are trying it. I'm thinking of maybe giving it a shot. Have you?
Yeah, so funny enough, it rained out in New Hampshire. You know, I feel like this really defines what you would characterize as an emerging sport. You know, close to where we were staying in New Hampshire, there was like a abandoned department store, you know, half abandoned mall, where this guy, this one dude, was renting out space in this, you know, abandoned warehouse and set up temporary pickleball courts with like temporary nets and duct tape on the floors. And you know, he was, you know, had it on, you know, Google when you search it. And, you know, I would say the majority of the garage area ended up going over there and playing pickleball, you know, the day that our race got canceled, because it was indoors and there was nothing to do. So that was the first day I'd ever played pickleball. It was fun. It was a good time. And, yeah, I think it's something that most people could probably pick up and still be able to enjoy. It's not like you really need a whole lot to be able to do it. And like mobility wise, it's definitely not as challenging as tennis. So, you can still have fun while you're not too good at it. I would say that's the mark of any good casual sport is to not be very good and still have a good time.
Humble beginnings, right? NASCAR started on a beach. Pickleball, you've got it, abandoned warehouse, duct tape. I think it's the same, right? There's a lot of synergies there. Austin, as we let you go, social media-wise, where can people go to keep up?
Yeah, I try and keep it easy for everybody at Austin Cindric, and obviously, you know, at Steve Penske, we try and keep everybody up to date, and, you know, we race every week on Sundays, so pretty easy to know what we're doing otherwise. So appreciate y'all following along, and you know, looking forward to finishing out the season strong and heading to Chicago next year.
Good luck with the rest of the season, Austin. Thanks for jumping on the show. Thanks for being in Chicago.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.